is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Wherever you are, thank you for listening. Happy Friday to you. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you're having a great start to the weekend. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a fun show. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm for coming through to talk some college football tomorrow. Got Ohio State, Washington. Got Penn State, Oregon. We got Alabama and the Bulldogs. We got a lot to look forward to. We talk some NFL action. Got the Pittsburgh Steelers in Ireland. We just talked some international games. More coming to Brazil. Talked about the Chiefs and the Ravens. There's a lot of football going on. We got Dak Prescott welcoming back Michael Parsons. I know the fans are going to welcome him back. I wonder if he'll be booed when he hits Dak. Probably. And we got more to get into. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We talked about LeBron James, Lakers management, Rob Pelinka, talking about how, yeah, we want LeBron to finish his career here, even if we didn't offer him a contract extension. I like how they're just putting it in LeBron's lap, like he can offer himself a deal. Anyway, we got a lot to do as we continue on. You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's the phone number. We have paid our bills. The phone lines work. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Got the Ravens and the Chiefs coming up. This is going to be an interesting week. Jackson Dart going to make his debut as the starting quarterback for the Giants. There's a lot to do. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, a smart speaker if you have one, and you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You know what? We've gone through a lot. I just shared a lot. Let's get to some of the news stories, okay? There's a couple things that came down the pipe today. If you are a fan of the San Francisco 49ers, congratulations. No more Mac Jones. Well, he's also on the injury report. Brock Purdy is coming back. Yeah, Brock Purdy is going to be in action against the Jacksonville Jaguars. After missing a game with that busted up shoulder, I think the toe was a little bit more of an issue. We're going to see Brock Purdy back on a football field trying to earn his money. He'll be at home. Good for him. Kyle Shanahan said, look, this guy works hard. He plays hard. I'm not surprised that he is already back.
Not really. That was what we were hoping for. We knew it could go either way, but the fact that we even considered him to be an emergency guy last week, just talking to him on Monday and Tuesday, and it wasn't full on Wednesday or Thursday, but you could tell it was going that direction, and as long as he woke up today feeling good, we kind of expected it.
You kind of expected it. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan has aged 50 years in just 10. The San Francisco 49ers, all the highs and then all the lows have pretty much worn that man down. He even sounds defeated. But good for him. Good for Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy back. And somebody else, well, he ain't back. He's still out. That's Jaden Daniels. Not only is he out with a knee sprain, Terry McLaurin is out as well with a leg injury. This sucks. Washington Commanders are going to be here in Atlanta, Georgia. They're taking on Michael Penix Jr. They're hoping Michael Penix doesn't throw too many interceptions. They're hoping that's not the case. Dan Quinn broke it down. He's talked about Jaden and McLaurin. He gave a timeline on when we might see them. When they coming back, coach?
Medical, John, on that side. So this is just doctors on that space to go. Jaden's working as hard as he can to go. They just haven't cleared him just yet.
And with Terry, what's the level of concern that it's – is this something a few weeks, you think, or what's the level of concern there?
Yeah, it's a quad injury. Just, he's, again, working as hard as he can to come back from it, and he's putting all the work in. So I would say he's week to week as we're hitting it and see what next week brings and where he's at. And most of all, you got to know when it turns, then it goes quicker. So we'll just see where he gets into by next week.
Man, it's great how a head coach could just go, I don't know, man, doctors. Talk to the doctors. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just read what they tell me on the paper. I'm not a doctor. It's kind of different in the NFL. And we know you don't want to hide injuries. It's sometimes you do. The fact is, man, everybody's a doctor. Go on Google and people are doctors now. And it's kind of nuts. Botch, isn't that kind of crazy? Like, you can just talk to AI and now you got a doctor, boom.
I don't trust the AI 100%, but it's good for symptoms. That's what I would relate to it.
WebMD isn't good enough?
I do not trust WebMD.
Why? It's a doctor's website.
Yeah, but like, I'm going to read a website, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And interpret it my own way.
Written by doctors.
Written by doctors, but the person reading it's not a doctor.
Okay, but I know how to read, so what's the problem?
But like, I don't trust how my body feels versus what they're saying I'm feeling.
Okay.
There's a disconnect there. So I need to be told in person.
If you read WebMD, you think you're going to die, right?
If you read it a little bit too far, you go to the extreme cases, death is probably an option in 99% of them.
I think death is an option for all of us now, isn't it? It is. It's inevitable. How about that? Not even an option. Yeah, don't read WebMD. Bad idea. Call a doctor, go to a doctor. The smart man, Dan Quinn, he's like, I'm not a doctor. Ask them. And the doctors don't speak, so they have it. No answers there. Somebody else hurt? Well, a lot of people are hurt on this team. Got Mike Evans hurt. Godwin has yet to play. Now you got Baker Mayfield. He got a busted up arm. And the Buccaneers, who are just winning every game by the skin of their teeth, they're going to take on the boring Philadelphia Eagles. Boring, not to me. I like people getting punched in the face. I like smash mouth football. I like it. Drew Brees said the offense was boring. I got no problem with it. Anyway, these Buccaneers are dealing with plenty of injuries. And listen to Todd Bowles. Just take a listen. He sounds so enthused to give you updates on all of his injured players.
Trending in the right directions. We'll see what happens tomorrow with Tristan and Chris. And then Baker should be okay for Sunday, but he was limited today.
Oh, damn. Okay. Wait. That's the happiest he sounds. And he's talking about injuries? Okay. Todd Bowles is an interesting fellow. I wonder if he was like this when he played. He's out there cracking them skulls. He played safety. I know he doesn't look like it, but he played safety. He's a nice guy, too. Hey, Botch, I met him before. He talks. I've met him. He speaks. He spoke to me more than Russell Wilson.
That's true. Also, I don't know. His kid goes to my alma mater now, so I gotta see if Todd Bowles will actually help the school.
Is it a young lady?
No, his kid. Like it's Todd Bowles Jr. I'm pretty sure.
And
he plays corner on the LIU Sharks football team.
Oh wow! No, he has a daughter. At minimum, I think he has a daughter.
Yeah, he came to one practice. The team's not doing good.
Is he giving coaching tips when he shows up?
Hey, anything will help the team at this point. I'll say that.
Did you say the school's name? They're the Sharks.
The LIU Sharks. Yes, we got killed by Florida week one for all those that are probably watching big name schools.
Oh.
We stepped on their logo.
Didn't LIU split into two schools a couple years ago or something like that?
They were two schools. There was a Brooklyn.
Or something?
They combined into one, which also messed everything up. Because the budget, I think, is different for each campus. And now, like, basketball and football don't really, survive.
You think a college or a university, you think these people would be smart, right? And at the point?
Yeah, but they care more about profits.
Oh, well, yeah. School is a business, yeah.
Than the well-being of the teams.
Isn't that everybody? Doesn't money trump all?
Yeah, but the division of money is where it gets a little questionable.
Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid. Is it Jerry Jones runs your school too?
No, I wouldn't say that bad because she's not, the president is not as stupid. Controllable.
Ah, okay. There we go. Speaking of Jerry Jones, they're going to have a lot of photos and videos and imagery of him on Sunday night. Sunday night football. I know who is healthy. Michael Parsons is healthy. We haven't heard about his back in a minute. Michael Parsons is going to be back in Dallas. He's going to go out there trying to wreck some folks. And Jerry Jones is on 105.3 The Fan. And he was asked about Micah returning and how you going to stop and slow the man down. Well, Jerry Jones gave a response that only he could give.
Now, let's make no mistake about it. Micah is special, and we all know he is, and he can be disruptive. But we have huge amounts of experience with the anecdote that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years. So the bottom line is, when I look at playing him, I think of trying to have him as an advantage when we were playing other teams over the last 4 years. And some plays it looks beautiful, but then other plays, especially running plays, you can wish you'd have had a different formation.
This man basically said, and he didn't basically say, this dude, Jerry Jones, was asked about how you going to slow down and stop Micah Parsons. And Jerry Jones had the nerve. We didn't win the Super Bowl with him, so obviously there's a way to stop him. Like, this is the type of sense that this guy's making in his head. Like, in my brain, listening to him, if you ask Jerry 1 + 1, he's going to tell you 11. Like, there's a lack of connection. Like, two ends of his brain, and they're not working. The synapses aren't popping. It's like a dim light bulb up in there. It's like kind of flickering on and off. Like, that's one of the dumbest things that I've heard. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I look forward to looking at him be miserable on Sunday. When they pan up and show Jerry Jones sitting up in his box, and the next thing you know, he's with his glasses on, looking silly and stupid. Looking silly and stupid. Maybe he is. I don't know. Does he need to take an IQ test for football? Maybe. I think he does. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I just got out to Dallas, man. So landed about an hour ago.
You're going to the game?
Yeah, man, I'm going, man. See my boys playing prime time, and I feel like maybe a major upset alert. You know, because last week the Browns laid the blueprint on how to beat the Packers.
Oh my goodness! So, you think that wasn't a one off? Like, everybody can lose and lay an egg. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no CD Lamb. George Pickens is losing his mind. Come on, what are we doing?
He ain't losing his mind yet, man. He's going to have a career day, though, because that's going to be probably that go-to target.
Oh, you know, with Pickens probably this weekend. It is.
So I know it's just everybody on the board, betting in the sporting world out there, man. Definitely take him for his overage and his yardage, man. Okay. He's definitely going to get the ball a lot.
We know that. We know that. Yes.
But I'm in the rush to see how Clowney is going to be. You know, he hasn't played in a while. Supposedly he's suiting up. So if he can get some type of pressure and just, you know, harass Jordan Love to give us a fighting chance, because everybody's just already just, you know, just assuming that we're definitely going to lose. And just like last week, they assumed the Browns was going to lose. But the Cowboys do not want to get exposed. The Packers have owned them for years. Like, JR, I was here two seasons ago for the playoff game.
Yes, yes.
And we got embarrassed. Like, we got embarrassed on national TV. And what happens? Dan Quinn gets a head coaching job after your defense just got pumped, man.
Is Jadeveon Clowney, is he allowed to drive his car to the game? Is he allowed?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure at all what's going on with that situation. I know he got into a little trouble, man. You know,
he got arrested for parking somewhere after a cop told him not to. The dumbest way to get arrested. What a smart guy he is.
Yeah, man. But like I said, and also they talk about Micah Parsons, man.
Yeah.
What about Kenny Clark, man? Remember, this is a big game for him.
Fans,
his old former team.
Yeah, who cares?
You don't think that's going to be a factor?
Nobody cares about Kenny Clark. The only person who cares about Kenny Clark is Jerry Jones, because he made the trade. The guy traded a Hall of Famer for a Pro Bowler. Okay, what are we doing here?
Maybe a Hall of Famer, but honestly, Micah Parsons, he shows up in the regular season, but he doesn't show up in the preseason. I mean, the postseason.
Oh, my God.
He just disappears. And you look, the numbers don't lie, JR. The numbers don't lie at all. Where was he at in the playoff games? Nowhere to be found. He's just, I don't know about the guy, man. That's why, I mean, he didn't want to sign here. Jerry got the draft picks for him, and he's going to build upon that.
Okay. So, well, that ain't. Well, are you drinking the Jerry Jones Kool-Aid? Or would you have traded this man? Would you got rid of Micah Parsons?
Man, actually, I would have tried to get more for him. I think he got
So the answer is yes. You agree with Jerry Jones trading Micah Parsons?
Only because of this. All the money we had tied up with Dak Prescott, the CeeDee Lamb contract.
Rashawn. Rashawn, I'm going to stop you. This isn't something that just took place this year. They could have signed him last year for less money.
Yeah, they could have, man. But Jerry Jones is bad when it's coming to his contract.
That's my point. He's a dumbass. Like, come on, he's getting old. He is old. He's a dumbass. Don't support dumbassery, okay? Stay away from him, Rashawn. What else are you doing in Dallas over the weekend besides going to the game? You going to enjoy activities?
I guess we figure something out, man. My girlfriend, she's a Packers fan.
Girlfriend.
So she's never been to Jerry's World yet. So I said we can make this trip, you know.
That sounds crazy. Like, if I did not know football and you said you were taking your girlfriend to Jerry's World, I'd be like, excuse me, what? Who's Jerry?
One of the best stadiums in the world. Listen, JR, a lot of my friends mad at me because I backed out on our Ravens trip this weekend. I was supposed to go see the Ravens in Kansas City, but I just
wait. Okay, well, you had two good options. You could have saw the Baltimore Ravens take on the Chiefs. Somebody's going to be 1-3. That's going to be a good game. Those are the two best games of the entire weekend, Rashawn. So hey, look. Yeah. You enjoyed Dallas with your girlfriend. I don't think Rashee Rice is allowed to drive, so I think he's in Kansas City, so I think you'll be safe. Have fun, okay? Have fun with your girlfriend at Jerry's World. Have fun.
We sure will, JR, man. Right. I'll talk to you the next week, man. I'll call you.
Thank you so much, Rashawn from Baltimore. Appreciate it. He's in Dallas right now. Yeah, if you don't know anything about football and you say, where you go? I'm going to Jerry's World. I'd be like, what is that? What happens at Jerry's World? Lots of pain and losses. Okay. You're going to have to explain that one. 888-710-4ISN. Well, I told you, his friends are mad. He got some friends who went out to Kansas City. I told you about Rashee Rice. We know he's suspended for driving like a dumbass in Dallas. The guy could have killed some people out there. Still currently serving his 6-game suspension mandated by the NFL. He's back in the building. Patrick Mahomes said he's back in. I don't know what that does for them now. It doesn't help them on the field, but listen to Mahomes tell you about it.
It's huge. You know, I think just having a guy that you work with every single week, all training camp, all offseason, and then having him back in the building, he always has a smile on his face, and you can tell the guys, they like him. And kind of like Juju, he's kind of been one of those guys that's been here, and he's won a Super Bowl, and even though he's young, he can kind of be a leader for those guys in the room of how we work and how we get after things. And so obviously he can't practice, but he can be in the meetings and listen to the stuff that we're working on, it definitely gives a boost to the whole receiving room and the whole offense.
Man, when I hear Juju Smith-Schuster's name, I go, what? Every time I see him on the screen, I go, he's still here. He could be there every week, and I just go, he's still here. Like, I'm expecting him to be on his couch somewhere. Hey, we talked about that game earlier as well. One of these teams is going to end up 1-3 between the Ravens and the Chiefs. That's going to be a good game. You got Lamar Jackson, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions so far in the season. And you got Patrick Mahomes trying to keep his team afloat while his wide receivers are busted up. At least Xavier Worthy is going to be back. That'll be a fun one to watch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We know Rashee Rice is not playing football. He's still out. Suspension. I'm going to tell you about a big-time athlete, an MVP. He spoke to the media today. He doesn't know when he's coming back either. Yeah, take a wild guess. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. Of course, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history before we roll out, and we got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, that's a sad world you live in. Sad, sad world. Jerry's world. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I got to tell you this. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the... Play that Jeezy. Play it. I love Jeezy. Yeah, I love it. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. hey, this weekend's NASCAR action is going to be at Kansas Speedway. It's good, okay? Pressure's on at every point. Xfinity Series, Kansas Lottery 300 tomorrow and Saturday on CW. We got the Cup Series Sunday, 3 p.m. on USA. Tire management is going to be a key storyline. We've had teams that have struggled with aggressive setups during practice. So let's see if these guys can stay on the track and stay safe. Kyle Larson is last year's winner. He is a favorite, okay? This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, we talked about all these injuries in the NFL this weekend. Guys who will play. We got a guy like Brock Purdy. He'll be back. Jaden Daniels will not be back. He's not available for Washington. Terry McLaurin isn't even going to play with a leg injury. It's just bad all the way around. Let me tell you something. The people in Philly, today, they heard from someone who's always hurt. Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid spoke to the media today. The guy won a gold medal last summer, came back to the NBA last year. I don't even know if I can say he played for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's basically a ghost. Last year, dealing with a knee injury, needed surgery, Joel Embiid went out and played a whopping 19 games. Okay, the season before that, another whopping 39 games. We do not see Joel Embiid. Okay, the Philadelphia 76ers gave this injury-prone giant, who's going to be 32 in March, they gave him a contract extension. What are we doing here? They basically saddled with this dude who's just, he's a walking injury waiting to happen. And so the fact that he played 19 games last year, what can we expect this year? You want to know something? To not see Joel Embiid probably to start the season. Listen to what he said today.
Felt pretty good. I think we made a lot of progress over the last couple months. We got a plan in place, trying to check all the boxes. So, you know, just taking it day by day. This is still, kind of like a filled period where we just, taking it day by day, keep getting stronger, keep getting better. There's been a few core sessions. Everything is, on schedule. But I think, with the team, following whatever we have planned, I think, there's not necessarily an expectation. It's more about making sure everything is right and doing everything right. And and then go from there.
Man, we're not going to see this dude. This man is going to, Bocce, here's a better one. I asked you how many games you expect to see Zion play this year. Zion certainly sounding more optimistic about this upcoming season than Joel Embiid. Who plays more games this year, Joel Embiid or Zion?
100% Zion.
Oh, ouch.
I think there's no debate here. I think Embiid is, with that answer, he's basically setting himself up to not expect himself to play this year. And, Paul George is still hurt.
Oh, my God.
So I wouldn't expect him to even try to play games.
And then you got McCain. Didn't he tear a ligament in his hand?
Yeah, he got his UCL messed up. So maybe that is like 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, the Sixers cursed? They're cursed, right?
It's the process. You just got to give it time.
Oh, how much time I got to give it? Joel Embiid been around for years now. What are we doing?
I don't know. They'll get another top three pick and somehow, mess that up too.
Oh, man. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. At least Joel Embiid won an MVP. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Who's the guy that forgot how to shoot? Where the hell is he at now? Markel Fultz?
Jahlil Okafor.
Where is Fultz? Where the heck was he? He played somewhere last year, right? Didn't he pop up somewhere?
Didn't play last year.
Get the hell out.
2 years ago, he was with the Magic, and then he was a free agent, and then he just never got signed.
Markel Fultz last played for the Sacramento Kings. Oh, my God.
Probably like 5 games, something like that.
No. He caught the yips early on, and then he just never did anything. It stinks. What are we doing here? Oh, yeah, he played. Yeah, last year he played Sacramento 21 games. Not on the team right now. Let's see. Does it say free agent? Yes, it does. 27 years old. 6'4" point guard. Can't get a job. Damn, can't shoot. He's afraid to shoot. He got that. There's something going on. Philadelphia will chew you up and spit you out. They will. Fans are relentless. Okay? I was in Philly a couple days ago, and it's like, damn. All we hear, all I heard is about how the fans, just they got to find something wrong with everybody. I'm like, y'all are the champs. What are we doing? Like, and what are people ever going to be happy with anything? Like, do we have to be miserable about everything? Y'all are the champs. Well, how are we going to win again? Oh, we can't even throw the ball. And then you got Drew Brees saying that the Eagles are boring to watch. Well, you know what? I'd rather be boring and win than be an exciting loser. Come on now. What are we doing? The exciting losers. We got enough people running around being exciting and they're losers. Marco Belletti, pick one. You want to be a boring winner or an exciting loser?
I'm already boring and a loser. So let's just, you know, combine the two. Now, obviously, you'd rather be boring and win. Isn't that the white man can't jump? Isn't that what the... Didn't that what he would complain to him about? You'd rather look good.
Would he?
Didn't you rather look good and lose than look bad and win?
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for 30 years.
Well, I'm surprised Drew Brees said that, though. Like, you... He's just like the... Well, he was like, oh, yeah, the offense is boring. I hate watching him, but boring can win. Yeah, well, that's the point, is to win. I don't know.
You know, I don't want to get on Drew Brees, because the first time he got into the media, everybody said he was boring, and then he lost his job real fast.
Yeah, he did.
Unless he's going to come out and say something, he knows he's going to lose his job real fast. So maybe he's just trying to stick around a little bit.
Ooh, Drew Brees is trying to be spicy with the media?
And that's the best he can do, because Drew Brees is boring. So
that's
the best you can get.
Ooh, he's like, we had this conversation earlier, Marco Belletti. Botcher and I discussed Russell Wilson. You know, he was destroyed last night by a real nice guy in Tony Gonzalez. He was destroyed by his own teammate in Richard Sherman. Mm-hmm. Botcher said it would be awesome, and I agree. If whenever Russell Wilson's career is done, he becomes like a bad guy. Wouldn't that be cool?
With total heel turn? That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool, right? Like if he sat around and did a podcast and started Patrick Beverly-ing guys, right?
You know, that'd be fine. You know what? I will say this for Russ. And look, he is goofy and whatever you want to complain about Russell Wilson. If he gets into Canton, I think he should have Richard Sherman.
Excuse me?
Do the introduction.
You think he's going into the Hall of Fame?
I'm saying if he gets in the Hall of Fame. It's possible. It's possible.
How? He'd have to turn around and have like the greatest career comeback ever. He'd have to win a Super Bowl. He'd have to take a team to a Super Bowl in order to get into the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. I still think he's borderline.
No. He's been a loser now.
For like 5 years. But he had like 10 amazing seasons that we all forget.
Richard Sherman just... Botcher. Let's hear what Richard Sherman had to say. Richard Sherman did not tell a lie last night. Listen to this. Listen.
I agree. I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8, 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback. I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Yeah, he's like when all those guys left and he wanted to throw the ball around, like what did they do? Nothing.
Hang on. I got to be honest. What? When I heard that, not only number one, Richard Sherman, what did Russell Wilson do to you? I mean, unless he took out one of your family members, what the hell is wrong with you? Number one. Number two.
He told the truth about a former teammate?
Please, the truth. I mean, legendary defense, let's slow the roll. You had a nice little run there. You make it sound like the Legion of Boom is talked about like the 85 Bears. We forget it happened. It was a decade ago. So let's slow down, Richard Sherman.
It was a great defense.
Okay. And where the hell were you when the Patriots carved you up? You want to blame Russell Wilson for the pick. Where the hell were you when the Patriots went down the field and got the go-ahead
that's
score?
One guy. We're talking about the team.
And that whole Legion of Boom was gone like 3 years before Russ fell off the planet. He had monster years in Seattle when Richard Sherman was barely able to keep a job in San Francisco.
Yeah, but then they weren't winning.
They
nothing.
Weren't winning as much, but his numbers were monstrous, and they were still getting to the playoffs.
But it wasn't like he was doing that. They didn't need him to do it, and they didn't want him to do it. I don't think he was, I don't want to say capable. He got let loose a little while after that. But it's not what he was doing. He was a little bit more of a game manager. They wanted to hand the ball off. They were a power football team.
And that was the Marshawn Lynch and a rookie in Russell Wilson who played the role. I get it. And that's when he won Super Bowl, and that's when he went back to a Super Bowl. And the more his career went, the more they let him do, the better he got. And the worse that defense got. And then they fell apart. Yeah, then they were going to the playoffs just on the back of Russ. I'm just saying, we wind up revisionist. And I'm not the biggest Russell Wilson guy. I got to be fair. I was always kind of like, look, he's great, but like there was always something. And I didn't care for his attitude because I felt like he was plastic. But to have that come from a former teammate, that should not happen.
Yeah, but he's a phony. Everybody knows he's a phony.
That should not happen. And honestly, and Tony Gonzalez, you're a Hall of Famer. What if Russell Wilson standing there with the gold jacket with you? You going to tell him you don't belong here? It's just it's convenient that everybody hates Russell Wilson. It's messed up. It's messed up.
And maybe he did it to himself.
But there are guys that do things that you're like, what the hell is wrong with you? Russell Wilson's biggest problem is
he's fake.
You're goofy.
He's fake. No, he's fake and goofy.
All right.
He's a fake goof.
It shows you like where our system is, though. Like goofy and fake, that's mortal sin.
Nobody,
you can't come back from that.
No, I think people don't like he's not authentic. That's it. That's it.
And now he's not. And that makes me nuts. I'm not giving him a pass for it. But let's be fair. He plays as hard as he can play. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he ever
tells us about it.
Right. But he never threw anybody under the bus.
Correct. You're right.
And that's something what else do you want from it? You want your teammate to be one of the guys, but if he's not going to be one of the guys, all you can ask him to do his job and don't complain and don't mess with anybody else.
Well, that's why we want him to turn into a bad guy. When it's all said and done, he needs to publish a book and call it F you, okay? And just go after everybody.
I would love that.
Yeah, just F you. He needs to do what Hulk Hogan did, okay?
I was just thinking, get the NWL belt. get the
He needs
to grow a beard. Let him grow, you know, put all
he
that
can't.
There
he can't.
Go.
Yeah, he can grow a beard. Nah, he needs to grow a beard. I don't know, shave his head bald and just be an ass. That's what he needs to do. That'd be great. If he did that, I'd like him.
For it.
Everybody likes the bad guy.
I'd be Russell, all for that.
Do it. Russell, please. Russell Wilson, do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up, talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to pray that Russell Wilson becomes a bad guy. But right now, he's a good guy. I think it's Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. You know what? It's Friday. Let's get those tingles up your spine. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Friday, September 26th. The year is 2025. If we go back to September 26th, 1961, Roger Maris, he tied Babe Ruth. He hit his 60th home run. The Yankees beat the O's 3-2. We know Roger Maris will ultimately get the record of 61, but let's listen to him getting number 60. This is Mel Allen on MLB.
That is. If it stays fair, and it is number 60. How about that? They are standing ovation. Standing ovation for Roger Maris, who got number 60.
Man, it's always the Yankees. Babe Ruth, Roger Maris, Aaron Judge. It's like, yeah, let's hit the ball over right field because it's 300, what, 15 feet, 12 feet, 16? Terrible. September 26, 1981. Nolan Ryan, he was pitching for the Astros at the time. He became the first player to pitch five, count them, five, no hit, no run games. This one is a 5-0 victory over the Dodgers. He did it at the Astrodome. Listen to Nolan Ryan tell you about passing Sandy Koufax when it comes down to no-hitters.
It was hard to believe that I finally accomplished it because I guess if there's one thing I wanted to do in my career was pitch at fifth and since I've had a shot at it, and I've had a shot at it for a long time. And at my age, I was really starting to think that I probably wouldn't get it because I've gotten into late innings before. Oh, in twice this year, I went into the seventh with a no-hitter going. And I just didn't seem to have that stamina that I used to have to put somebody away. And I think today I felt stronger. I didn't strike a lot of people out in the later innings, but I tried to be a little finer. I didn't challenge as many guys in the late innings as I had earlier.
I mean, he could strike somebody out today if he wanted to. September 26, 1996, Barry Bonds. He joins Jose Canseco. Tell me what they have in common. He became the second player to hit 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases. 40-40 club. What else they have in common? Think about it. Giants won that game 9-3. Listen to Barry get that steal courtesy of MLB.
Bonds goes on the first pitch. Reed is up throwing, but Bonds has done it. Barry Bonds has become the second man in the history of baseball with 40 homers and 40 steals in one season. And he will take the base home. The fans here, many of whom are Giants fans, stand and applaud. Bonds pointing to his teammates who are applauding on the top step of the dugout.
A couple years after that, he said, who needs to run when I can get jacked and hit home runs? September 26, 2004, Peyton Manning, not jacked, 393 yards, 5 touchdowns in the first half. The Colts beat the Green Bay Packers 45-31. Manning has the most touchdown throws in one half since Tommy Kramer did it in 86, and the most yards in a quarter, 247, since Boomer Esiason did it in 96. Listen to Peyton. This is Joe Buck talk about them 5 damn touchdowns.
Second down and goal. Why not? Another touchdown throw. It's Mungo. That's 5 touchdown passes from Peyton Manning. The NFL record is 7.
Man, I'm not impressed. Not impressed. I'm joking. September 26, 2010. Oh, I remember him. Leon Washington. I always liked the small, fast guys. He was playing for Seattle at the time. He returned 2 kickoffs, 101 yards, and another one for 99 for touchdowns. And the Seahawks beat San Diego, the Chargers, yes, 27-20. Listen to this call from Ian Eagle on CBS.
Canning will kick it off. Leon Washington is the deep man for the Seahawks.
They've tried a couple of short kickoffs, and those haven't been that good. The long kickoff try by Canning was returned for 101 yards. Start the second half.
And Washington will return this one from the one. Washington slowed down as he crossed the 20 and stays on his feet. Leon Washington is off to the races once again. Does he have the closing speed? Washington is gone. Touchdown, 99 yards. His second of the day.
Man, that must be fun. Run, try to run. People trying to catch you, they can't catch you. Not me, I would have got caught. I'm normal people fast. I'm not NFL fast. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, we got David calling from Los Angeles. David, you got to go quick. What's on your mind?
JR, just want to weigh in on the argument about Russell Wilson. Just want to tell you that I agree with you that Russell Wilson has played himself out of the Hall of Fame career. He's just been too bad for too long, and worse, he's been bad when he was expected to be good. He was bad with the Broncos when he expected him to take him over the top. He was bad with the Steelers when he was expected to be a decent replacement for Justin Fields. And he's been bad this year with the Giants, and now he's been benched. So I think he's been too bad for too long, and that's going to kind of erase all the good he did in Seattle. Thank you so much, JR.
Well, thank you, David, for calling from L.A. I mean, I agree. I don't even think he played his way out of the Hall of Fame. He went the other direction. He was already a borderline guy. I mean, we were having this conversation a couple of years ago. like 4 or 5 years ago. It's just like, oh, if he moves to Denver and he has more success, he can go into the Hall of Fame. Well, that certainly didn't happen. That didn't happen. He ain't getting in. He'd have to have a major, major career resurgence to see the Hall of Fame. He'd have to bounce back. He'd have to bounce back into taking a team at least to a Super Bowl. If that's not happening, throw it out the window. And how much more time does he have to do that? He's 37. What have you seen that makes you think that things are just going to turn around for Russell Wilson? I think the answer is nothing. That's the answer. The answer is nothing. Anyway, it's been fun hanging out with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, we appreciate Jerry Palm for joining us, talking some college football. I appreciate you for listening, for calling, for chatting, talking about the NFL, coming through to talk about college, talking about basketball. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, you got the internet? You got X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I am at JR Sport Brief. I'm all over the place on social media. I hope you have a terrific weekend. Botcher, good hanging out with you again.
Oh, great hanging out with you too. It is a fun week.
Always fun. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Let's see if the Chiefs are 1-3. Let's see if the Ravens are 1-3. Let's see if Michael Parsons has destroyed Dak. Let's see what happens. If Brian Kelly's going to cry or Lane Kiffin. We got a lot to discuss on Monday. But have a great weekend, okay? Listen, watch all the football, watch all the sports. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done, but don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Be safe, be smooth, be cool, be well. Thank you, Botcher.